This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 16th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, AgriPulse and the Agriculture Business Council of Kansas City teamed up for an Ag Outlook Forum featuring top economists, officials from USDA, and members of Congress. The evidence at the forum suggests a dramatic downturn of the farm economy with tight margins and challenging days ahead for major crop commodities. Kansas 2nd District Representative Tracy Mann says farmers in his district will have to have record yields to break even.
You look at where input costs are compared to where prices now are, now that they've dipped. Unless we hit it out of the park on yields, some will, a lot won't, due to the weather conditions we have. You know, we have a lot of really good producers that are going to have a tough year. And the concerning thing to me is, as you project out, really looking at where things are going to continue to be, because it sure seems like, you know, this environment we're in of high input costs is not going to change anytime soon.
Dr. John Newton, the new executive head of the market intelligence platform Terrain, says the current government crop support system for corn, as an example, does not reflect the cost of production today.
I just checked the board. Corn's at $4.10 a bushel. Where's your support levels? The national average break-even based on Spiro's data is about $4.78. So we're below the break-even for corn right now. The spring crop insurance guarantees $4.66. If you have an 85% coverage level, you have to see a pretty sharp decline for that to trigger. We're way below that. The Arc County guarantees $4.17 a bushel after you take into consideration the 86% trigger on that. We're below that. The WASDE has it at $4.10, and the PLC support is $4.01.
Commodity farmers last week told members of Congress that another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill would not meet nor help their financial situation today. Congressman Mann says even a new Farm Bill won't right the ship.
If we were to pass a five-year farm bill today, it's not going to solve the cash flow issues for ag producers, but at least for them and their lenders, it would lock in some certainty. I've been on the floor of the House now 32, 33 times, urging folks to get serious and reminding them of the importance of getting a five-year farm bill passed.
Mann says Congress can't kick the can again on a new farm bill without consequences.
When you have an $80 billion drop in net farm income, $80 billion, the biggest drop we've seen in the last two years we've seen the biggest drop in history. In my view, this position of we're going to continue to delay and not do anything from a farm bill standpoint, I think that ice becomes more thin. I think that position becomes more difficult to defend, and it just is all the more reason that we've got to get the farm bill done.
Newton confirms the downturn in farm country's revenue picture.
If you look at inflation-adjusted net farm income and inflation-adjusted net cash income, from 2020 to 2022 was the second largest increase of all time. From 2022 to 2024 is the largest decline in net cash farm income in history over the last 2 years. So the farm economy, it accelerated, but where we are today is a 22%, 27% decline in net farm income.
Aside from a new farm bill and keeping the government running with a continuing resolution, Mann says Congress and taxpayers are facing an end of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act at the end of next year.
If Congress doesn't act, everybody in this country is going to get is going to see a tax increase to the tune of probably around $5 trillion is the number that I've seen on what that really means.
Mann says the November election will have a lot to do with U.S. tax policy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Proposition 12 burdens farmers and business owners and raises food prices for Americans. NPPC is calling on Congress to fix Prop 12 in the Farm Bill. Learn more at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.